Recording. Good morning. And we're starting at the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Bet, the very last lines. And this shiur is being given from Vik, in the southern rim of Iceland. Okay. So I'm Rabbiya. Abaya said like this, "Kol mori me'chadam alekishetetzicha minatika." We're still busy discussing over here the idea of the tna'im, right? Of the tna'i. Of giving a get. So as she says, "Hakol morim, ba'omer le'ishto b'layv." Set your wife at night. Ze giteich k'shtetzech minatika. This is your get when the sun rises. Okay, the sun really rose here. Sunset here was like about 1 o'clock in the morning, and sunrise here is about 3 o'clock in the morning. But so when the sun rises, so everybody agrees, right? So the interesting thing is we're in the middle of a machloket, right? Between the Chachamim, not sure, and Rabbi Yossi, we'll see in a moment. He says, everybody agrees, when the sun rises, you give it, get at night, and the sun rises the next morning, she's divorced. Lechi nafka, rat kamale. I mean, from Ayin Vav, at very last line at the bottom, the last line of the Mishnah, of the Daf. Ayin Vav Amud Bet Amar Abaya. Akobo is what we got up to yesterday. We had yesterday Anachinami. Why did we ask the question from the Mishnah? Why did we ask the question from that Zakain? And we said because he had been in the Maaseh with Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. And actually, when he was Matir the Get. So now we're talking about Akobo Dim. Echidam Alek Shetzach Aminatika. Rashi says when you give the woman a get at night and you say when the sun rises, then you get divorced. Lechi Nafka Kamale. Right? So what do you say? That what did he mean? That he mean to say that you're the chinafka only when the sun rises, right? When the sun comes out of its box, out of it, right? So now what happens is v'chi might balilia aveget lachamita. So look at Rashi. V'chi might balai lo aveget. If he died in the middle of the night, would be a get. Why? Because now the get came after he died. Because he said we're going to be a get. Going to be a get when the sun rises. But he had to be alive. So it's Rashi says, "V'gav maditi nami arezi gitech lekeshlo avo la'achash 12 chodesh lo getu." If he's not going to come off the 12 months, he dies. When we get, Rabbi Leik leMisbach as manol shoshtar mochiachalav. And yeah, remember, Rabbi Yossi said, "We haven't got a problem because we can rely on the star, the date in the star." So he says, "Yeah, we don't rely on the date." The habehed yama he said mifurash lekeshlo avo yeget. If I don't come, we get. But lo me'achshav, he never said from now. The same thing over here. He says, "Echad keshetetzecham entika." Never said me'achshav. That's case number one. Today, everybody agrees on that. That's everybody agrees. And also, if he said, on the other hand, he says, on condition the sun rises, and we know, we already learned it before, they're called Amanat means Kachshav Damiran. So then it's Beachshav Kamalat, you've said it now. Damrav Huna, Amarav, Kol Amir Amanat, Omer Meachshav Dami. So the Gemara Kule, the Gemara Kule, the Gemara which we already learned. Right, we learned it on at Rebbe, by the way. It's right. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe. Kol Amir Amlat Shkeshom Machshav Dami. Right, even the Mishnah Shas. I'll just check now. He changes it as well, because that was Rebbe who learned it the other day. Right, so where's the Masalo Nechleku? Where's the Machloket Ela Beim Teitzei? So he says, "Avi Abai." Everybody agrees. If you say Lich Keshet Teitzei, right? If you say Kudama Lekeshet Teitzei, then you got to wait for the sun to rise. If you said me'achshav dami, then it's from now. Right? Where's the machloket? If he said b'teitzei, be'im teitzei, with it rising, with it coming out. What does it mean? Utichvata im lo bati. Right? Be'im teitzei, utichvata im lo bati. Same situation as if I don't come. Rabbi Le'el, we said Rabbi Rashi Yaviya, Pirkin Gabe imati. When we said imati, right, the original, when we started the whole sugi, we talked about the imati. The person says, "Haregi zegitech imati." We said, "What does it mean, imati?" And we said over there, imati, he's got two lishlot mashma, right? It could be mashma me'achshav, or mashma lekeshi agia. It could be from now, or maybe later on. He says, "Amar me'hayom habe me'achshav." If you said from me'hayom, or like you said, it would be said actually, "Lo amar me'hayom habe lekeshi." If it didn't say imati me'achshav, when he died, hilchach, rabotainu sabrei. So he says, yeah, in the Braita, Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi said there, remember, that the Shtar Mochiach. So yeah, it says, Abaya, this is the Machloket. This is the Machloket. Lo Amar, right? Lo Nechlokele, Be'im Taitzei. Because Be'im Taitzei seems to be like Imati. the imavia, the if, imati. So Rabbi Yossi said, we don't worry, because Rabbi says, shtar mochiach, the date of the shtar mochiach. And Chachamim said, no. So here the Gemara says that Mar Sabalak Rabbi Yossi, Abraita, he held like Rabbi Yossi, Amar Zbano Shatar Mochiach, that the date on the star, we don't need to know, we don't need to do Achshav, because it says from, gives you a date. What does it give you a date for? So you see the date on the star, that's when he went to get divorced you from. And that's for, it's if I said, Mehayom or Meachshav. And Mar, right, Savar, Lo Savar Rabbi Yossi, says, no. Vahavalei Savar, Vahavalei Kimati Greira. Greater on its own, only if it's mati. That's what I basically sums up this whole story over here. And because we had Tara Batana Heterina say, I think we're going back to that Mishnah over there. To be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure to what he's referring to. But now in the next case in the Mishnah, we had Kitvu Vitnu Getli Ishti, Imlo Bati Mikama Yud Becholesh. Right, so the original, that was case we had in the Mishnah, we had five cases. Case number four in the Mishnah was, Kitvu gave it to Ibn Obati, Kitvu betochir, because they gave it in the middle of 12, they wrote it in the middle of 12 months, and he gave it at the end of the 12 months. Rabbi Yossi said, that's a get. Right? So Kitvu betnu get ishti Ibn Obati, Kitvu betochir, ain't no get. Rakama says, no get, Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi says, kaze get, that is a get. So even though he said, after 12 months, they gave him before, again, because Rabbi Yossi will tell us, that's a good one, this Mishnah over here. So Amal Rav Yaimal Rav Levrashi. So Leimak Shabbat Yossi Ketav Get Al Tnai Kasher. He says, what are you trying to do? Rav Yossi is over here that you wrote a get on Tnai. Look, Rashi adds in over here. Afilu Lon Nitkayim At Tnai, and the Tnai doesn't make sense. Didn't even keep the Tnai in the end. Just you wrote a get on Tnai. We ignore the Tnai. Da'acha Hu Tivali Tov Lachari Becholish. Because yeah, the Gemara says it straight out. He intended you to write the get after 12 months. Vahem Kidmu Vekitvuhu. And they didn't wait 12 months. They went and wrote the get before 12 months. And Rabbi Yossi says, it's kosher. Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yossi. So Naaman Nami, the Aresha part, the Gemara says, maybe even argues in the previous case. So that was case number four in the Mishnah. The previous case in the Mishnah was where it said, Im lo bati mikan ad yud b'chodesh, from now, mikan ad yud b'chodesh, kitu vet nugat d'ishdi, and then they wrote within 12 months, not l'achar yud b'chodesh, ain't no get. And there, we didn't see Rabbi Yossi said it is a get. So we said, maybe even there, Rabbi Yossi would agree. Rashi adds in there. Maybe if he says that, you don't have to worry about the Tanai. Because I suppose he'll say, we've got the star. And they wrote the star. And that's it. So we said, no. Olam emelach pasul. There, he agrees with you that as a rule, if you don't get the Tanai, it's pasul. Why over here does he say that they gave it in the 12-month period, that it's a kosher get? What should the husband have said? The husband should have said, to make it clear to them, the husband should have said, Im lo bati, right? If I don't come, ketuvo v'tnu, right? If I don't come, then write again and give it to her. What did he say? Ketuvo v'tnu im lo bati, write and give if I don't come. So achik amar. So that's what it basically means. Ketuvo me'achshav v'tnu im lo bati. So that's how Rabbi Yossi says it's kosher. Not because he says the Tanai is irrelevant and the Shtar is mochiach on the date, etc. He said, no. Husband should have said, right? Right the other way around. If I don't come, write to get. Didn't he? He said, give her a write to get, give her a get if I don't come. So how come Rabbanan? Why did they run? Loshna, hachiv, loshna. It makes no difference. The bottom line is, a guy makes a Tanai after 12 months. You wait for the 12 months. Because now the Gemara just ends off now with a couple of this Perek, a couple of Lashonot, of languages, I suppose, are common when a person makes a Tanai. So the Gemara says, L'acha Shavua means after Shana. The person says, after L'acha Shavua. So we'll see in a moment that Shavua, we always be speaking about people who live in the context of a Shemitah cycle. So the person says, the end of the year, Shavua means a year, seven, within a seven cycle, in 7 year cycle, you've got Shemitah of 7 years. So a Shavua is considered, like Shavua Echad will be the first year of the seven cycles. So he says, Shavua means L'acha Shana. If he says after Chodesh, he says L'achar Chodesh, Shavua, Shana, L'achar Shana, sorry, that's L'achar Shavua means Shana. L'achar Shana means Chodesh. We'll see Rashi in a moment. Look at Rashi in a moment. Because Rashi says, yeah, L'achar Shavua, Shana, look at Rashi. Zeh kitech im lo avo l'achar, this is your kibbutz, come after, now you add in the dots, on the dot line. Shavua means Shavua zo, is Shmitazo. Means after the Shemitah. So therefore, says Rashi, Mamtinin lo shana shminit. So he says, after this year, Achar Shavua, Shavua means the Shemitah year, So you wait till the 8th year. Okay? The whole Shana Shminit Kriya Achar Shavu, says Rashi, says it's good to know this, that the 8th year of the Shemitah cycle, in other words, the first year of the new Shemitah cycle, is called Lachar Shavua. Okay, so then if he says Lachar Shana, it means Chodesh. Because by the end of the year, you've got to wait a month into the new year. Lachar Chodesh, after the month, it means Shabbat. You've got to wait the first week into the new month. The Gemara says, yeah, but what about Lachar Shabbat Mai? What happens if he says after Shabbat? Does Shabbat mean Sunday or Monday or Tuesday? So Yati Rav Zari would come and Rav Yasi. Amri La Rav Asi come and Rav Yochanan. So the question, who's sitting next to who? So Ukamra, and one of the Ebed was said as follows. Chad B'Shaba, when the person says Chad B'Shaba on the first day of the new week, so Chad B'Shaba V'Trei V'Tlata Bata Shabta. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are considered after Shabbos. And Arba'a B'Chamisha and Wednesday and Thursday, Umana Shabta and Friday are called Kame Shabta. Okay, that's actually, we have a similar idea, by the way, you know, with regards to Avdolah. You can make Avdolah, I think, up until Tuesday even, if you made Avdolah. Because Sunday, what, Michael?
I thought it was Tuesday morning, but go on.
Oh, that is Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, Tuesday.
I mean, for me, it's 4:30 in the morning. When I mean, no big deal between Tuesday and Tuesday morning. Oh, you mean only not Tuesday the rest of the day? Okay, maybe. But I'm saying is, but Tuesday is still considered Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is still linked to Shabbos. That's my point. So after Shabbos being Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is already the beginning of the next Shabbos. So that's probably why you Avdoli is out. That's what he says over here. That Tlata Bata Shabta, Arba B'Chamisha Bata Shabta, Kame Shabta. So now Tanya Rabbi Meir La'achar HaRegel. What does it mean after the regel? This is Rebbe. It tells it to bright with after the regel, shloshim yom. When you say after the regel, look, Rashi, im lo avo lachar regel, tarik lam tin shloshim yom. If I don't come after the regel, you have to wait 30 days after the regel. That's a huge chidush. So the Gemara said, like, there's nothing Rabbi Chir. Rabbi Chir was Rabbi's Talmud or not, whatever, you know, whether he came after Rabbi. He was his Talmud, but I mean, might have argued Rabbi. But he came after him, and he went and taught the Salocha. So it says, nothing Rabbi Chir, Dashim is made Rebbe v'kilsua. When Rebbe taught us a lot in front of Rebbe, everyone was very excited. It was like a nice big chidush. Look at Rashi, yafeh amarte, devada yechida amarte, beautiful. That sounds like a lashon yachid, okay? But when we taught him, Mishmei Rebbe, not trying to actually state it as halocha. So then, v'lo kilsua. People weren't so excited about it. Rashi, v'lo hudulo sh'nemrami pi rabim. Mishum d'leit hilchate kevata. People seem to know that whenever Rebbe quoted this halocha, they said, oh, it's a beautiful chidush of Rebbe's. But it's not a halocha l'maaseh. And the Gemara concludes, Alma late hilchate kevata. So in this regard, if you say after Shabbos, right, after the regal, so you've got to wait 30 days, that's not halacha l'maase. After the regal means after the regal, the next day after the regal, adran lach mishachzo. Okay, Robert, very quickly, all the prakim, let's do this quickly. Okay, we're now moving on to the 8th parak. So we got the... Okay, very good. Okay, so now we started. Now we start a new. Now we start a new parak. Parak Shmini. Okay, Hazorek et listo.
Tell it.
Yeah. We don't have anything. The question is that that when Rebbe said it, when he said Rebbe Chir Nafik Dashef and Rebbe the Kilsua, and it says late Hilchet the Kavatei. So I originally was wondering if all these might have been chiddushim of Rebbe's and they aren't relevant anymore, but I think it's only the last one. I think you're right, Steve. I think that today we don't have that colloquial language. Right? If I don't come after Shabbos, you mean after Shabbos. If you don't come after Rosh Hashanah, then you mean after Rosh Hashanah. If you don't come after, in a week, you mean a week, I agree. Okay, so Hazorei get le'ishto v'hi betoch beita v'betoch chatzera. Aruz Magrish, the Mishnah says, now you throw a get at your wife, right? And she's in her house or in her field, in her back, in her yard. So it's her Mikdash, and that seems to be in her hand. It's good enough that she gets it in any of her. The obvious question is, yeah, where does a woman have a house, or where does she have a field, a yard? Because she's married, and we know that all her rechush goes to her husband. So she points out over here, this is Nichsei Melog. This is when the husband doesn't actually ever get ownership, he just gets the right of use and the fruits, the proceeds. Vazarkala agabe karke, threw it on the floor. So what about Zarkula betoch beto, in his house, or betoch chatzero, in his own, or his yard? So the other Mishnah says, afilu hi ima b'mita, even if she's in bed with him, and the Magrish doesn't help. Letoch cheka, or letoch kalata, if he throws it into her bosom, or into her kalata, right, so kalata over here actually says, afilu hi betoch beto, even if she's in his house. Right, so Karata Rashi says over here, sal shla nashim not tocho machatin v'tzunirot. Like her, she's got her own little haberdashery box. In other words, it's something which only hers, not even his. Right, doesn't care about any of that. So here, she would be divorced if he puts it into her bosom, throws it right at her, or into her like little haberdashery box. She's got like, all her sewing, etc. She would be divorced. Look, what's the aminani mili? Where do I get this from? That has a reket lisht, or you throw the get at a woman, she's in her house or her yard, and she's divorced. The Mishnah says, natan b'yada. You got to give it to her in her hand. So what do you mean, you threw it to her in her yard or house? Ain't yele yada. Gina chatzera, v'karpi famina. We don't know that we can expand this to include gina, her garden, or her courtyard, or her karpi famina, her little closed off area. You've got gaga. What did I say?
Gina.
You know what? I think it's also gaga. My eyes aren't working so well this morning. I think I also got gaga with my glasses on. Gaga, yeah, you're right. You're right. It's gaga. Gaga, not gina. Okay, thank you. It's tabudu rav natan, natan mikom makom. What do you mean natan mikom makom? Right? They include that words. We learn them each one on their own. We look at Tiv uviyada yitnenu. Doesn't say uviyada specifically in her hand. It says v'natan. It says Talmud not nomar. About the kikach ishi nishav and which was shirchav v'beit imim. Kikach ishav v'balav v'yaim lo nizachem v'nem v'erbat tavav v'chatav l'sev v'kiruv natan biyada. So Rashi says, yeah, because it doesn't say biyada, rather biyada first, right? It doesn't say. Ubiyada yitnenu, mashmalan netina koldu biyada rekad vachmana debainan dumi diada. And all we're learning here from the word yada is we need something similar to her hand. The mishtameret ledata, we see that she can look after. I will see in a moment. In other words, her hand. What's bad? Why? What's unique about her hand? She can guard her hand. It's her hand. Something in there that she can control. That she's in control of. V'tanim yachi gabe ganav, and the gross of here with regards to gaganav. Right, not gagav. Right, regarding ganav, with regards to a ganav, a crook, same idea. Right, yado. So it says that, right, imimatze biyado. If you find the stolen object, biyado, in his hand. The Gemara learns the same lesson of yado. What's yado? And il yado, gago, chatro, v'kapfo, binayim. Where do we know about the same thing? If it's in his roof, or in his yard, his courtyard, or his closed up area, we know. Imatze timatze. That says, himatze timatze, mikom makom. So the obvious question is, why do we need these two lishnot? Why do you ask me in a gabay gate? If it's done to the birth of God to a gate, we should be assuming the Baal Korche Megarsha. We said, how can we expand the lashon of her hand into including all these places? Because that woman, we know, can be divorced against her will. So if she can be divorced against her will, maybe that's why we can just put it anywhere that of a place that belongs to hers. But a ganav, you can't make a guy ganav. You can't take something and stick it into a person's hand and say, he's a ganav now. He has to want to steal, and Melobe, we'd say there, we don't expand the word yada, his hand. So that's why we had to learn it as well with regards to a ganav. We've just learned from regards to a ganav. We said, why a ganav? Mishum, the kansi rachmana. Because the Torah gives him, it punishes him. He's got a knas. So therefore, we expand it to include all things, like basically oil rush, oil shchein, right? So his hand or any other parts of his ownership. Of our get, with a get, there's no punishment for a get. I said, no, you can't use expansions, only your hand, specifically your hand. I'm a law. The word says shikha, therefore that's what you did both. So I'm like, what's the question? But I don't understand. How can we even say that chatzera, her yard, right? Masha kanti isha kanabala. At the end of the day, we know that a woman, all the metziutea and right in masiadea, and everything belongs to her husband. So if she gets something in her yard, so it's going to belong to her husband. And if her husband basically giving himself a get, so I'm Rabbi Lazar, but kotev la din advance. So we can see two major answers over here. This is answer number one, and when we see a bit of a discussion in that answer, Then when we get over to Amud Bet, we'll see over there that Rava's got his own version on this. But in the meantime, the Gemara says like this, right? How can that be? She says, "Amar Rabbi Lazar bechotev ladin v'dvarim, andi benichsayich." He makes a deal with her, right? That he hasn't got any right in her rechush. Remember, we said it was nichsem elog. When they got married, we'll see in a moment that he said, "I don't want any right in your rechush, therefore it's hers." And when it comes the time to get divorced, so it's hers. Look at Rashi, says it cut da hashta mashma de katadla kach leachar shekansa. Rashi says, yeah, the husband is actually after he got married, he made this deal. So that's what the Gemara says on that. What vechitata v'lachim my ave? And so what? He can't do that. Once he already married her, and he's got the nechsem belog, and they're her, and they're his. He can't give it to her. It's his. V'atanya omer l'chaber odinu dvarim endi al tzadeh zo v'endi esek ba v'yadayim esuleket imen l'omar klum. A person's got a partnership with somebody, and he writes the guy and he says, listen, I want nothing to do with this contract. I want no benefit from it. I'm removing my hands from it. L'omar klum. Look at Rashi, the very first wide lines. The me'achar shehi shelo. Since this field belongs to him, there's a way, there's a legal way to abandon ownership. You give the guy shtar matana. You don't say, I don't want anything to do with it. You say, it's now yours as a gift. So to have, if he says, I don't want anything to do with your property, it doesn't mean that he can give her property as a gift, maybe, or give her back the rights as a gift. But it didn't, but Dvarim doesn't help us. So the Gemara is very, nitpicking it, very, very specific about the lashon. Right? So we say, Amar Dabar of Yana, Bechotevla, Vodarusa. So he says, you're right. If you, we fine tuning this answer, Rabbi Lazar. Now, it's not when they were married already. So while they were, before they got married, they were in their betrothal stage. Right? And then he said, look at the second one with Raza Rashi. Bechotevla, Dinu Dvarim, Vodarusa, Korem Shezacha Benachasim. Doesn't have to write it now like as a star matana, he's giving it as a gift. And this is the Gemara said, Mama, we can make this condition when you're getting married, like Rav Kahana. Back in the Gemara, Nachla Haba'alo, Adam Akomacher, a person inherits something from another place. Another source, Rashi says, not from his family, Yerusha, like not from a, right, like a part of the Nachala. Like from an uncle who's third party or from a friend, he inherits something. Adam matnei ali ashlo yerushin. You would answer, I don't want to inherit it. Thank you very much. I don't want to inherit it. So he says, so too over here. I don't want to have rights to your properties when we get married. So before they're married, he says this. Ukerava, and then now together with that, Rav Kahana and Rav as well. The Amar Rava Haomer, a person says, if she betakarat chachamim kagonzu shomin lo. Because what the answer is going to be? What do you mean you don't want the property? Chachamim had the takana for you. It's in your interest to take the property. I don't want the property. And Rabbi said, if even the Chachamim make takanot for a person, if he doesn't want to take advantage of that takana, so it's his right to. He doesn't have to. Exactly the same thing. The more I understand, because the Chachamim says, if she betakana chachamim kagonzo, like this. So Rashi adds, in Aviyah, Amil Tachriti Amar Rabbi. When Rabbi made this comment, it was about something else, not about this. But just like Rabbi said there, in a certain set of circumstances, if you don't want to do something that Chachamim allowed you to do, you don't do it. So you don't have to get the right to the property. Therefore, when they got betrothed, you don't have to get the right to the property. You give her the get, it's her property, and that's how you can do it. So the Gemara says, my kagonzo, what is this kagonzo? What is Rabbi speaking about? So the Gemara says, Kagonzo Amar Rav. Amar Rav, Amar Rav. Yechola Isha. We learned plenty of times already before, right? A woman can say, don't feed me, you don't worry about supporting me, and I'm not going to give you the process of my work. I'll keep my money, you keep your money, and we'll live happily ever together. So he says, just like that. Just like that, she doesn't have to be supported by him. So too over here. He doesn't have to accept the rights to her properties. Okay, so that is answer number one, that how do you give a woman a divorce in a chatzer? You basically, we've concluded that you didn't take possession of the property, the right to the property at all when you got married, and you left it with her, it's hers, and now she's got a property, right? And it was a din v'dvarim, right? You made an agreement. So comes along Rava and says, Rava Amar, so I don't understand. Atu Yado Milo Kanyele Lebaal, right? So he says over here, Yada, sorry, I wrote over here, it's Yada. I blocked my writing. I wrote answer to you. So Atu Yada, Milo Kanya Labal. Right? So he says, I don't understand. What do you mean? But the proceeds of a woman, so it's all very nice that you said that you don't take her chatzir. But the bottom line is, a woman, when she marries her husband, Unless, obviously, like the case of Rava, if she made a deal, if she said, if she would take a chamazun, right, he says, kagon ze, and then go and she said, I don't want to ever be earned by you. But if a woman's being supported by her husband, even if she left all the property in her husband's in mind, but she's being supported by her husband, she's living with him, so her hand is his. What atu yada milo kanyel elabal, what comes into her hand doesn't belong to the husband. So I understand. Let's go, forget the chatzir now. Let's go to her hand, just a normal get. You give a woman a get, according to you, Rabbi Elazar. If you said the only way that a woman can get the get is by doing a din and dividing with her husband on the property, how did a woman get married in the first place? When you give a wife a get, let's say that you do it in a normal way and you give her the get in her hand. So according to your principle, Rabbi Elazar, that you have to do din for dividing because everything belongs to the husband. So giving her something in her hand belongs to the husband as well. So he says, that's not the reason, says Rabbi. Why does it work? Get is unique. I think he's going to say get, because I think that's the only thing that happens like that, by the way. That you can do the Maase Kinyan of the place where the get is and getting the get at the same time. Because in everything else, you can't do that. In the Maase Kinyan is a rule, you can't buy a car. I'm trying to think of an example. You can't give some, with an Eved as well, we saw an Eved as well, and maybe I'll think of examples now, I'm thinking, put this in after, I'm thinking of an example. But he says over here, Hachanami, he says, so to over here, get the chatzer, bank echad. Why does she get her chatzer? Even if it's nichsei melog, not because they did any din v'dvarim, at the moment when he gives her the get, in her chatzer, as he gives her the get, so the chatzer is reverting back to her with the get straight away. So that's what Rava says. So I'm Ravina Ravashi. Ravina said to Rav Ashi, Rava yad de'isha kekashi elai. He says, look at this. He says, Rava, look at how Rashi explains this. Rava amar, hold on, atu yado. Amar Ravina Rav Ashi here. He says, dekashi el atu yada milo kanya leba. Right? That yad isha kanya elai. He says, that's the question. Yad, Rava was answering a problem, not of the chatzir, of the hand itself. Right? Says Rava Yad de Isha Kakashta. He wasn't discussing it. It was troubling. He wasn't a chatzir, troubling our hand. And then he explains like this: Nehi de Kanyele Lemasa Yadea. Right? He says Nehi de Kanyele Lemasa Yadea. He says what's Rava's difficulty? He says understand that if she goes to work with her hands and she does jobs. So there the husband is koned the process of her hand. The Masa Yadea Yad de Gufa Mi Kanyele. But with her hand itself, he owns her hand. So as Rabbi was saying, if you think that the chatzer, so then it's got her first principles, the hand. So Ana Chidami, a woman goes to work and she earns money with her hands. The proceeds belong to the husband, but the husband owns her hand? No, you don't have to, they're right. The Amali Rava, Yada Eved Kekashele. Right, because look over here, he says, where did Rava get this from? Because he says, with regards to, if we take Rava's principle now, so then the yad of the Eved to a kashelei. Because the Eved as well, Eved belongs to the master, and yet we've seen that, and there, mamash, gufo kanuis rashi, umakabal shichubas, when you can divorce, you can free an Eved by giving him a star. Right? The man of a star, al de atzmo. So yad Eved ki yad rabo damya. But then at the same time, isn't the yad of the Eved basically an extension of his master? Because he owns the Eved. Let's go with a woman. It's less of a problem. A woman doesn't, a husband doesn't own her, but a master, Eved, actually owns him. But there, at the end of the day, when you give the Eved the star, so you're releasing him at the same time as you give him the star. So too over here with the star, with the get of the woman, so we have to go so far. In other words, the hand is really an extension, is the woman. The husband never owns the hand. If you're going to tell me the chatzir, maybe the husband owns the chatzir, just like in the Eved, where he owns the Eved, he can give it in his hand. The hand releases the Eved, so too over here. But putting the get in the chatzir will release the chatzir. I think that's all Rava. It says, you want to say that it's even a gzera la katuv. Okay, that's very good. That's not what Rav is saying, by the way. You say, why didn't you, maybe you're saying it's a gzera katuv, the chatav beyada. Okay, so maybe that's what you're right. You know that I'm thinking about now. Maybe that is really what the extension of the Eved is. Because maybe we could have answered like this, the chatav beyada, a hand, but wait a second, the gzera katuv. That doesn't help you with chatzer. So then he says, no, look at the Eved. The Eved is like a chatzer. an Eved works. It could actually be, that's why we bring in the Eved, could be like an answer to the Gzera Katuva of the V'chatav V'abiyada. It could work like that. That's why Rav has to actually say the Eved as well. Okay, that could work. That could work. Very good. Okay. Person wrote to get his wife Erev Shabbos, last before Shabbos, he never had a chance to give it to her. And he was sick, Shchivera, right? Tomorrow he had like a shock attack. Rashi says, he thought he was going to die. Right? Look at Rashi, Alma, he thought he was going to die. But he's like, yeah, Clive. Look here, Rashi says exactly split out. What was he scared about? That if his wife never got the get, because he never gave it to her in time, Erev Shabbos, and now at Shabbos he's going to die, the tizakek liyabam. You see that? She's going to have to do yibum with his brother. And that freaked him out. V'asur letaltel get b'shabbat v'lumosha. Now, what's the problem? The get, it seems like the get isn't muktzah. You notice this? It seems like the issue here is tiltu. That you can't carry the get because there's no eruv. Looks like the get might not be muktzah. I don't know how that works here. So now he's scared. He's dying there. He's petrified. So I remember this question came to the front of Rabbi. What did Rabbi say? I'm going to do it like this. Zilu Amrule, God tell this guy, Likne ni halala hu duchta, the yativ bay gita. Go and let him do, to makde her now, on Shabbos, this spot where the get is. V'tezel ihim, and she must go, V'tichud v'tiftach v'tachzvein. Do some sort of maaseh kinyan, closing the door, opening the door. Right? Look at Rashi. V'tichud v'tiftach. Tizgor deret acheder she'aknele l'shum chazoka. Because now she's done some sort of maaseh on the place, and she's through with a chazoka, she's been calling the place. And where does he learn this from? Rava? He says, Ditnan. He quotes the Gemara of Yom Bava Batra that says, Na'al, if he locked the door, or gider, or he fenced off something, or paratzu, made a hole, koshu, some sort of hole in the place, harezu chazaka. Can't change his mind because he gave her the chatzir with the get in front of him. And we've got a klal, he says. Look at this, all these principles come to play. You can buy, that when you buy something with a chatzir, like land, so you own all the movables on the land at the same time. Not any money, So this Maaseh Kinyan is Mutar Midoraita. We know you can do Maaseh Kinyan on Shabbos. It's like the Chacham or the Metaka that you can't. So he's done the Maaseh Kinyan. And yeah, let's not get into Shabbos issue over, yeah?
Did you say it's
Mukta
or not
Mukta? I said it seems like it's not Mukta the gate. It seems like it's only tilt to the...
Says it is.
Well, She can't lift it up. How she lifted it up? He got to give her the get. Now Tanbiyada, she can't pick it up. It's not her chatzeh. The problem at the moment is she doesn't own the place.
But
she doesn't own the place. The guy's not there. He's not there. He's in hospital and she's at home.
So what is she calling?
She's calling the place, the area. That's what he says. The place, the where the get is. And now because she's calling, it's in her chatzeh. She doesn't lift it up. That's what he says over here. He says, look here. He says, "Leknei haba'a leduchte de mativ beget," to the place where the get is, the spot. Lisha b'chazaka, the karka nikna b'chazaka. You can buy the chazaka b'chazaka. He's selling her. He's doing a mask into where the get is. The big question is, remember I started off at the very beginning of this year saying that when he puts the star into the chatzer or into her hand, so he said she's cornered her hand in the first answer by herself, or she's cornered the chatzer. The question is, you can't put a get in a house, sell a woman a house, and now she bought her get. You've got to sell her the house and then put the get in her house. So the question is, how did Rava do this? Let's just see what happens over here. So he says over here, so he says, Tamara Rav Idish Rava, Rav Idish isn't excited about this. He says Rav Idish to Rava. Right? Masha Kanta Isha Kanabala. But he goes, from a different point of view, he says, that doesn't help because whatever the woman's going to buy from a chazoka is going to become her husband's. So it's going to be basically we're back into a spiral. The husband's got to get in a certain place. He's going to do Maaseh Kinyan to her to get that place, to get her get. But by selling it to her, he's actually selling it to himself. So the property goes back to him. How does she get the get? So the Gemara says, Ichzif. Rav was a little bit embarrassed about this. Lesof Iglamilta. In the end, they discovered what? The Arusa here, that she was actually an Arusa. She wasn't married. Now, if she was an Arusa, what does it mean Arusa? She's not, the husband isn't yet Kone Maaseh Yadea. So he can give her a get against the Kiddushin. He hasn't yet taken ownership of her property And her Masi Adel doesn't belong to him yet either. So if he's makne her that particular spot, she can get that spot, doesn't become his. That's how Rava was saved. So now at the end of all of this, I'm a Rava. Rava says like this. Im amru b'nesua, he said, Im amru b'nesua, look at Rashi, Shabal yiske b'nechasim, that a husband will be zochen her b'nechasim once already married. So yomar b'arusua, why don't you have arusua? And look, this is important, Rashi. V'hach milted Rava tomar mikame ha'id amar Rava le'el, gita v'chatshe b'ayin ke'echad. Rashi says this incident here has rather happened before. He said what we learned in the previous Amud, where he said that how does that work? Remember, Rava argued with Rabbi Lazar, and he said, Rabbi said, "Geta v'yada b'ayin ke'echad," just like her hand and the get become hers in one shot. So too the chatzer and hers becomes in one shot. And Rabbi says this maaser took place before he said that, and that's what he based what he said on now on this maaser. Because the bat hachi had Rabbi Rava v'amar. Now Rabbi said, "Loshna arusa, loshna nesua." Rashi says, you know what? I don't buy this. There's a difference between a Nesua and an Arusa. It's all the same. He says, Yomu Barusa, Hadar Amarava. Now he says, Losh Narusa, Losh Narusa, Gita v'chatera bain ke'echad. Right? That the get and the chatera work at the same time, even as a married woman. It doesn't have to only be an Arusa, even a married woman. Rabbi says, I don't get it. For me, Arusa and Nesua, the bottom line is that if when he gives her the get in that chatera becomes hers with the get, and that's why she's divorced. The Rabbi says, wait a second, Bahama Rabbah. Now the question was, and Rav already said this, right? Because that's the master we just had a moment ago, right? Which is previously. So it says, Me'ikara ki amra Rava ahai masi amra. You're right, Rav said it, but this is what he said it on. So there was this case of, yeah, with this guy being sick, or whatever the case is, that's where Rav got his principle from, that the chatzir is kone with the get itself. We don't need Tvarin Shebichtam of Rabbi Lazar, etc. And it's all, he drew these conclusions. There's no real difference between the Arusa and the Nesua, which is the Chumra as well, because it means that the Nesua, her Masi Adeh, is also his. Just like the Nesua, you can get divorced in your Chatzer, so too Nesua can get divorced in her Chatzer, because of the fact that it all happens at the same time. That's the big Kiddush over here, that as you give her the get in the Chatzer becomes hers with the get. Okay, so now the Gemara is like this. V'hi betoch beita. She's in her house. Amar Ula, so the Machlokes between Ula and Oishia. She says, the Gemara says, Ula says that so long as he's close by. Right, look at Rashi. That she's close by. So it should be Vahi. Right, is it Vahi? No, but it's Vahu, actually. Yeah. That's interesting. Because it is Vahu. I'm just checking in the Lashon here. I understand it's Vahu. Maybe the get is close by. I don't know what's going on here. Who's over there? Rabbi Shah says, Nafidu he be Tiberia v'chatcha v'tzipori. Yeah, it says he. Yeah, it actually says he. Help me there, somebody, quickly. Which, what is it? What's it translated as?
This ruling of the Mishnah applies only if she is actually standing beside her house or beside her grave. Okay,
so it is he. It is he. Even though it's written he, who? It is he. It was if the get is there, I suppose. Maybe the get is the Lashon Zachor, yeah. Then, I don't know. But it is he. You know, there's a Gideon Hashas over here. But we're talking about the woman. It says here, we're talking about the woman. Because it says here, V'omeret, she omeret beside Beita. He's standing in the Lashon. Okay, so maybe V'hu just means and in a situation where she's standing next to her house. That's how I'm going to read it. Not V'hu, Dafke. V'hu, she and the case is, she omeret beside Beita, she's next to her house. Or next to her chatzir. Well, she says, no, I feel he but Tiberia, but Chatzir, but Tzipori. No, it makes a difference where. Even if he's in Tzipori and he's in etc., it can be anywhere, it makes a difference. They don't have to be, she doesn't have to be close by at all. Right? Can anybody see my father here on the Zoom? I know he was flying to Durban today, but he was going to join. I was wondering if he joined. No, he's not. Okay. Tiberia, Chatzir, but Tiberia, Magureshet. Or she says, it makes a difference where she is, and Ula says he has to be close by. Of course, I understand. But how he, Betoch Beita, Betoch Chatzir, Katani. Tiberi learned that she was inside the house, inside the chatzir. So he said, "Achi kama, v'hi kemi shebetoch beita, v'hi kemi shebetoch chatzira." That's a kasher on Rav Oishe, right? It says no. When the Mishnah says v'hi betoch, it doesn't mean that she has to be physically, but it has to be as if she's there. What does it mean as if she's there? The kavin the chatzir mishtamer to data he mitkareshet. In other words, if she's in control of this place, that's when she would be divorced. If she's got the keys to the place, I suppose it's, maybe this is the machloket. The Mar Savar Chatzir Mishum Yada Itra Bay. That Ula who said she's got to be close by, he learns the Chatzir from Yada, right? And what does it mean Yada? Right? Look at Rashi. We need something close to her, like her hand is close to her. Says, no. He learns on shlichut. Maybe in shlichut can be far away. She's in the shaliach. She's in shaliach. Chatzim yosh shaliach. But says no. Lechul ama chatzim mishum yada itchava. Everyone learns from yada. That's the mitzvah. Yada mikol makom. Mar saver ke yada. Right? What is my yada? Besmucha. So Ula says no. Yad means close. Avchatzav is supposed to be close to. Vidach. I can explain to you. Oishenai. I said you could be in Tiberia. So I my yada bedivuka avchatzav bedivuka. What are you going to say? That because your hand is stuck to you, so you got to have your chatzim stuck to you as well? Obviously not. And it wasn't mean yada ke yada, like your hand. My yada mishtamet le data, avchatzav mishtamet le data. He says, so to you, just like your hand, you can control your hand. You move your hand the way you want it to go. So to your chatzir is yours when you can control your chatzir. Lafuke, to exclude a chatzir, a mishtameret shlo le data, which is basically you have got any control over. Now look at what brings the story. Ahu garba de zarek legi to the dvitu, have a kaima b'chatzir. Right, so a woman threw a get at his wife, right, who was standing in his chatzir, right? Have a kaima b'chatzir. Who was standing in his own chatzir, in his, the guy's backyard. Azal get enough of a pisla. So now the get fell, where did it fell? It fell in the pisla, a garba chatzir, on a small piece of wood, on a tree, like a tree stump or something. So the question is she divorced, isn't she divorced? Sam Rav Yosef, Chazinan, Yihave Arba Amot, Larba Amot. So he says, we see if this tree stump has got 4x4, a Rishuta 4x4, you know, we learned in Hilchot Shabbos, right, that 4x4 had to be, or tent Vachema, it had to be, and 4x4 is your own Rishut. Remember, that's what we said, the Ani, the hand is like a Dalet al Dalet. Remember, that was the, remember how you bought, say? Remember, Rabbi Chatzer, Ani Omed Bachutz, etc., right? So we said there that he's, if you put in his hand is like Dalet Amot. So the question here is this piece, this tree stump, like that amot, seem to be a different reshut to the yard itself? That's what Yosef says. Chazina, you have arba amot, arba amot. Palig le reshut le nafshe. And if yes, it's own reshut. If it's own reshut, Rashi says, palig reshut, it's own reshut. V'ena batel le gabe chatzir. Now, this is not considered part of the chatzir. It's own reshut in the chatzir. V'ena megureshet. And she's not divorced. Why? Because it never landed in the chatzir. Rashi, we're going to ask Kashi the moment. V'i lo. And if it isn't more than dalet and dalet, then it's one big reshut. The chatzir, and they landed on this pastin, on this tree. She's divorced. So I don't understand. But my skin on. You know, chatzir dida ki have dalet amot. My haba. See, if it's her chatzir, see if they were dalet amot, what do we care? The whole chatzir is hers, including that separate area. It's all hers. And ele bchatzir dida. And if it's in his chatzir, so ki lo have arba amot. If it isn't dalet amot, it was part of the whole chatzir. So again, my haba, it's his chatzir, not hers. So what's the difference? There's a logic. There's a chiddush here. The Oshle Machkom. What's Oshle Machkom? Look at Rashi. The very last line, actually. But the Oshle says he shila bechatzori not forget. He actually lent her a particular spot. He says, yeah, listen, that chatzir over there, that's yours now for purpose of the get, and through the get to her. So now what's the Gemara say? The chad Machkom mashlinche. We understand the husband lends her one plot, one space. Yeah, your chatzir. So if it falls anywhere in the chatzir, she's divorced. But Trema Komot, lo Moshe Insha. We put down in the woman two places, your chatzir and a separate reshut. Therefore, it was a separate reshut, we got a problem. It wasn't a separate reshut, it wasn't a separate reshut. Now, I think we're going to end up over here. You know, I would like to carry it on, but let's just stop here.